Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Each day, that lockbox fills up just a little more with the greatest listening audience, the family of WAMC. 1.3 and a half million now. We're trying to get to the 1.5 mark by Monday morning at 6, Alan.
So we have about $150,000 to go. We can do it. It's so exciting to watch as this thing grows and as everybody does their thing and everybody gets in. Look, folks, we need this help. We have today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday to get this money, and it's going to be close, but we can make it. This group has always gotten together, put shoulder to shoulder, especially in difficult times, and these are difficult times, and done what we had to do. So friends, uncles, aunts, mothers, fathers, whoever you are, cousins, this is a great organization. We've all made it together, and that's what's so good. It's a community. Let's do it now. Let's finish it up to get to that $1.5 million, and then we'll have $500,000 to go, which we have done in a day or a day and a little in the last three drives. Everybody into the pool. We can't do it without you. Do it now, please. WAMC.org. Or if you have to, we'll take the calls as much as we can at 7:45 in the morning, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. David.
Alan, we were taking calls in the newsroom yesterday morning during the roundtable panel. I talked to several listeners. One, and they're all so wonderful and unique, said, I'm putting $5 in every day until we make it.
That's great.
Well, of course, last night, the State of the Union speech by President Donald Trump. You talked about it being more conciliatory, more bipartisan. It seems he's delivered on that. Your reaction?
Well, it was a reset speech. There's no question. He knows how alienated and partisan this country has become. Many segments of the country have become. He basically dared the Democrats not to applaud when he talked about the need for immigration and all the rest of it. What he didn't talk about, of course, was the Russian meddling. And he didn't talk about the train coming down the track, Mueller. So the reaction to the speech was predictably good. I mean, how could you be against the speech that talked about infrastructure and all those other things? But when you come back to reality, he's facing a real nightmare here. His wife came in alone, didn't help him. And she'd been off the radar for a little while and applauded. I wouldn't say dramatically, but she applauded and the cameras were on her and all of that. And reportedly did go back to the White House with the president. Nevertheless, this is not a good time for this president. He's under tremendous pressure. The economic news is good, but in the end, if the law has been broken, we'll keep returning to that.
Then there was the Democratic response by Joseph Kennedy III, which got a positive reaction.
Well, yeah, you know, this is a Kennedy. But a single word which people are going to take away from his response was bullies. He didn't mention the president by name, but he said that this country had always overcome bullies, and there was no mistaking who the bully was in this case. There'd be a lot of debate over the economy, whether this is Obama's economy or whether it's Trump's economy. But I tell you, character of this president is still the issue, and his numbers are extraordinarily low.
We saw the official entrance yesterday of Deputy Senate Majority Leader John DeFrancisco, a Syracuse Republican, into the race for Governor Allen. The Democratic response, the governor's spokesman, someone you know, Richard Azzopardi.
My ex-student.
DeFrancisco said that Cuomo was no friend to the taxpayer. The response from Azzopardi was, that statement is about as real as his hairline.
Oh, boy. Well, that's Azzopardi. Azzopardi has been the attack dog. I have suffered it myself. But the best thing that has happened to this governor is the idea that Trump is around. Because here's this trial going on. There's not a real word about it on the major news outlets because it's all Trump all the time. He sucks the air out of the room. So here is Governor Cuomo with his worst nightmare happening with his most trusted aides on trial for grafting and a lot of damaging testimony coming out. And it's as if it's not happening because of Trump.
Our Alan Chartok with us. Boy, do we have a lot of thank yous to say.
We
could
do,
never
David.
Repay this listening audience.
No. We're all in this together. I've said it 1,000 times. We have made this radio station together. We get telephone calls from all over the country. How are you doing this? And I always respond, we're not doing anything. It is our audience. It is our group that is doing it together.
We love you. WAMC.org.